The following shir has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, says Abaye bar Ovin, Rav Chanina bar Ovin, two brothers, the sons of Rav Ovin, Abaye and Rav Chanina, Mechalfi Suda Sayu Lahadoli. They would trade their Purim Sudas with each other. Rashi explains that each one would invite the other one for the Purim Suda. Rashi says, "Zeh oichlam zeh bePurim Shoshana zu uvashniyo soyit chaveri imoy." One year, Abaye bar Ovin would invite his brother Rav Chanina bar Ovin, and the following year, Rav Chanina would invite Abaye. He would reciprocate by inviting him. According to many Rishonim, this Gemara is coming to explain that Abaye bar Ovin and Rav Chanina bar Ovin were mekayim the mitzvah of Mishlech Monos in this manner. The way they were mekayim Mishlech Monos was not by sending each other Mishlech Monos, but by inviting each other to their respective Purim suits. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim about how this works for Mishlech Monos. But before we get into it, I'd like to relate an interesting anecdote which I saw in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. And he says that there was one time a certain Rav or Rebbe that was sitting with the Satmar Rav, Zecharin Levracha, Rabbi Yoel, and he complained to him that someone actually had the chutzpah to deliver Mishlech Monos to the Rav via a child who was dressed up as a monkey. And this Rav felt that that was an insult to send a child dressed up like a monkey to deliver Mishlech Monos to the Rav. So this is what he was complaining to the Satmar Rebbe, that look what the world has come to. That people could actually do such a thing. So the Satmar Rebbe told him, I guess he somehow sensed that this Rav felt somewhat slighted by this incident. So the Satmar Rebbe said, you should know that the Chasam Sofer says that you can send Mishlech Monos even with a monkey, even with a live monkey. So if you can send Mishlech Monos with a live monkey, Kal V'chaymer, that you can send Mishlech Monos with a child dressed up like a monkey. So this Rav was very surprised to hear about this Chasam Sofer, which he had never seen before, and he got back to the Satmar Rebbe and said, I looked all over the Chasam Sofer and I did not find that the Chasam Sofer ever says such a halacha. So the Satmar Rebbe told him, here it is, in the Chiddushim of the Chasam Sofer, in the Seches Gittin, Rav Chof Beis Lamed Beis, the Chasam Sofer writes as follows, V'da v'hovein, you should know and understand, Kol ma'asha omru chazal, ploini, bar shlichus, ayena bar shlichus, hainu retzein oloi mar bar shlichus kemoisoi, ayena bar shlichus kemoisoi. There are a number of halachas in the Torah where we say shluchos shel adam kemoisoi. For instance, by get, if a husband wants to send his wife a get through a shliach, the Torah says if he appoints a shliach to send her the get and he brings her the get and he puts it into her hand, she is megureshes, she is divorced. The same thing with Kiddushin, if you would send a ring through a shaliach, and the shaliach would give it to her and say, Hareat Mekudeshes, Le Ploini, with this ring, B'tabah Zu, Kedas Meishu Yisrael, then the woman is Mekudeshes. And so on and so forth. There are many halachas in the Torah where shlichus makes as if the mishaleach is the one who actually did it. That's the klal that we know as Shluch HaShlov Kamaisa. However, there are a number of people that Chazal said are not Bnei Shlichus. They are not qualified to be a Shaliach in any of these things. and some of them are, let's say, a cheir shayt of a katan, right? Someone is a minor, or someone who is not in a mental state to be aware of his actions, or in many cases, a goy is not a bar shliach, is not a bar shlichus. So, if let's say someone sends a get, or someone let's say sends a katan to deliver kedushin, or sends a katan to make a kinyan for him. So the halacha is that since a katan, let's say, is not a bar shlichus, he's not someone who can affect shlichus. So the kedushin will not be chal. It will not be a valid kedushin. It will not be a valid kinyan. So zokta chasam soif. This that we find in Chazal, that there are some people who are not bnei shlichus, that is only in an instance where the shlichus needs to accomplish that this act was done by the mishaleach. Meaning to say, we have over here Reuven wants to be mekadosh Leah, so he sends Shimon to mekadosh Leah. So really, Reuven should have to give the kedushin ring to Leah himself, personally. The Torah is mechadish shlichus shluchis shel adam kemoisoi, that if Shimon, the shliach, is a kosher shliach, and he hands over the ring to Leah, then we say shluchis shel adam kemoisoi. The shliach is like himself. The shliach of Reuven is like Reuven himself. It's as if Reuven himself gave the ring to Leah, and therefore she's mekadesh. But if, let's say, Shimon is a katan, or he's a cheder, or he's a shaita, or he's a goy, so then the fact that he gave it to Leah does not make as if Reuven gave the kedushin to Leah. So therefore, it's as if Shimon gave it to Leah, and if Shimon gives a kedushin to Leah, she's not mikadesh, it's to Reuven. That is what the meaning of Einoi Vashlichus is. However, Zokta Chasam Sofer, Avol Shaliach, Afilu Koif, Yochel Liyah Shaliach, El She'enoi Kamoisa. But where is someone sending a Shaliach not to accomplish that the act of the Shaliach is as if the sender is the one who actually did that act, but just that he's sending a proxy to do something for him? Then he says you can send even a monkey to accomplish that. And he goes on to say, "Avoheichi she'omre Torah she'yishlach shaliach." Wherever the Torah said that you should send a shaliach, but the Torah didn't say that the shaliach has to be kamoisoi. The Torah didn't say that it has to be as if the Mishaleach himself did the act. It's just that the Torah said you could send a shliach. You don't have to do it yourself. You could send someone else to do it for you. Kegoin mishleach manos, Chasam Sofer says. What is an example of where the Torah didn't say that it has to be as if you yourself did the act? An example of that would be mishleach manos, where the Torah didn't say that every Yid has to personally give them a shliach manos, and therefore the shlichus would have to be that the din of the shlichus would have to be that the shliach who gave them a shliach manos is as if the mishaleach himself gave them a shliach manos. Over here says the Chasam Sofer, sagi afilu al yidei koif v'chol ha'psulim. Over here, even if a monkey would do it, and Kalvachomer, if a katan or a shliach or a goy would do it, then he would be mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, so this is the Chasam Sofer that Satmarov meant when he said that, perhaps somewhat tongue in cheek, that you can send even a monkey to deliver mishleach mitzvah. Of course, the idea that the Chasam Sofer is trying to say is not to send Mishloach Manos through a monkey. He's just using that as an example. But we can't deny that those are the words of the Chasam Sofer. So, again, the yisoid that the Chasam Sofer is being mechadish to us is that if a shaliach needs to be like the mishaleach, if what the shaliach has to accomplish is that it's as if the mishaleach did this ma'isa, like by kiddushin, that whatever the shaliach did, that we has to be considered as if the mishaleach did it, then the Torah says that you have to be a qualified shliach. If you're not a qualified shliach, like if you're a katan or a shoyte, etc., then it's not considered as if the mishaleach did this act. However, when it comes to something like mishaleach monos, where the Torah did not require that it should be considered as if the mishaleach is the one who handed over the mishaleach monos, it's just that the Torah said that you can send mishaleach monos through a shliach. So then, the middleman does not have to be a qualified shliach. He could be anybody. He could be even a koif. He could be even a monkey. And kol chomer, he could be a katan or a shliach, a katan or a goy, etc. So therefore, if you would send mishaleach according to Chasam Sofer, if you would send mishaleach monos through a goyish courier, a goyish taxi service, if you send it by mail, by UPS, you'd be yoytz the mitzvah of mishaleach monos, and we're not concerned with the fact that the middleman is not a bar shlichus. And then the Chasam Sofer goes on and says a very cryptic line. He says, "V'havein zeh," you should understand this, "ki kvar tohu boi gedolim v'tovim mimeni." You should understand this, yesoy, that I'm telling you, because greater and better people than myself have erred in this regard. Now, the Chasam Sofer does not disclose to us who those people were that were mistaken about this matter. But I believe that we can reconstruct this, we can fill in this missing piece by looking at a sefer called Sefer HaMikno, Chelek Beis, Klal Chof Gimel Prat Zayin. He brings an interesting exchange between the Chasam Sofer and the Chasam Sofer's father-in-law, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He said that Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a suffix whether if you send Mishloach Monos through someone who's not a bar shlichus, like a goy or a katan, could you be yoytz the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos? And the Sefer HaMikna brings exactly the same thing that the Sefer says in his Chedushim in Gittin, that if the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos would have been that you have to hand over, you have to give over the Mishloach Monos, so then what the shliach would have to accomplish is that it should be kamoisoi, it should be considered as if the sender is actually the one who gave it over. Then you would need a din of shlichus, and you would have to have a qualified shliach like a kosher Yisrael, kosher, a godel, etc., and a goy or a kohen would be possible. However, Zotar Chasam Sofer, since the mitzvah is just that you should send it, there's no din that you have to do it personally. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with sending it through a goy or through a kohen. And I believe that's what Chasam Sofer meant when he said "Kvar Toba Gedolim V'Tovim Mimeni." He meant his father-in-law, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who he writes on himself in his humility that he's greater and better than myself. Now, what's interesting over here is that according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it was obvious that the mitzvah needs to be done by the person himself, by the one who's sending the mishloach manos. And if you would send the shliach, that would only be because shluchu shalom kamaisai. On the other end of the spectrum, we have the Mishnah Brura, who brings from the Binyan Sion that he has a suffix, since the pasuk says Mishloach Manis Ishtari Ehu, and Mishloach is a lashon of shlichus. So perhaps if a person would deliver it himself, would personally deliver it and not send it through a shliach, then he would not be yotzer the mitzvah of Mishloach Manis. Now, it would appear from the Binyan Tzion that he understood the exact opposite of Reb Kiva Eiger. According to Reb Kiva Eiger, the mitzvah is to give over the Mishloach Manos, the mitzvah of Nesina, to give it over. And if you would be able to be yotzer the shliach, it would only be because Shluchos Shalom Kamaistar. Because what a shliach does is as if the sender did it personally. According to the Binyan Tzion, it's just the opposite. The mitzvah is only to give it through a shliach. If you would personally deliver it, you wouldn't even be yotzer. According to the Binyan Tzion, I believe, there can't even be a question if you're yotzer through a goy. Because the klal is that something which a person can't do himself, he can't make a shliach to do for him. For instance, the Gemara says that an eved, who, if he cannot be mekabel a get for himself, then he wouldn't be able to send a shliach to mekabel a get either. So, in the case of Mishloach Manos, if the Binyan Tzion would have understood like a Kiva Eiger that the mitzvah is really to do it by yourself, just you have to send a shliach, then how could he say that maybe the mitzvah is only to do it through a shliach? If the mitzvah, if you wouldn't be yotzer by yourself, then you wouldn't be yotzer by sending a shliach either. So how could the Binyan Tzion instead say the mitzvah is to send a shliach, and you're not yotzer by yourself? The answer is because the Binyan Tzion understood that the mitzvah is only to do it through a shliach, and there's no mitzvah to do it by yourself at all. Which is the exact opposite of what Reb Kiva Eiger is understood. And the Chasam Sofer is a middle shita, and he holds you could be yotzer whether you do it by yourself or whether you send a shliach. And this is also Mari Asad, who's also a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, and he also seems to indicate that you're yotzer whether you send it yourself or whether you personally deliver it. Now, what does this have to do with our Gemara of Mechalfis of the Saya Adodi that they would exchange sudas? So, some bring from Chaim Brisker that he said on this question of the Binyan Tzion, whether you yotze if he's personally delivered or not, so Chaim said, you see in this Gemara, that when Abai Bar Ovin would invite Reb Chanina Bar Ovin, and he would invite him for the Suda, he was mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Even though there was no shlichus, nevertheless, he was mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. He didn't send a shliach to bring him the meal. He came, Reb Chanina came to Abai's table and ate the Suda there. So, that would be a raya, according to Reb Chaim, that would be a raya that you do not have to send it through a shliach. You could be yotzer Mishloach Manos even if you deliver it personally. But lechayre, it's not necessarily such a stark raya because it could be this lashon of Mishloach Manos Ishtari Ehu we find in another place in Tanakh by Nehemiah. It says the Gemara brings in Beitza in the beginning of the second parak, the shilchu monos la'in nochen loy. You should send monos to anyone who does not have food prepared. And it would seem from there that the idea of Mishloach Manos is that when people are celebrating this day of Simcha, and they are eating sudas in their homes. So part of Kali Yisrael celebrating together is that you send out portions from your suda to the people who cannot afford to have such a lavish suda like you, or people who were not able to prepare for whatever reason. So the idea of why you would have to send it is because if you go personally to deliver it, then you're not really sending from your table, from your lavish suda to someone else. You're just bringing a meal to someone's house. The tzura, what the Mishlach Manos is supposed to signify is that we are eating our sudas, but we're not forgetting about everyone else, and we're sending them portions from our suda. That would only be possible if we are eating our suda, and we are sending from our suda to other people from the portions that we prepared for our suda. That's why the Binyan Siyam is saying that if you pick yourself up from your house and go to someone else's house and give him the Mishlach Manos, then you would not be yotze, because that doesn't look like you're sending from your suda. However, in the case of Abaye Bar Alvin and Chanina Bar Alvin, where he actually invited him to his table, that is definitely in the spirit of Umishlech Manas Ishlariyehu, where Abaye Bar Alvin is eating his suda, and he's not forgetting about inviting other people take part in his suda. To conclude, the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said that even if it's true that Chasam Sofer indeed says that you could send Mishlech Manas through a monkey, or certainly through a child who's dressed like a monkey, but he says that it's still possible that maybe he's not Yotze in this case, because the Monis HaLevi, the Alshech on the Megillas Esther, he says the whole time of Mishlech Manas is for people to grow close to each other, and we should, Klal Yisrael should be friendly with each other, and sending the Monis is making sure that people feel that they're not forgotten, and that we send them portions on the day of Simcha. So the idea of Mishlach Manos is really to be Mekar of Klal Yisrael together. And therefore, if someone would somehow send them a Mishlach Manos, which does not deliver that message, but delivers a message contrary to that, which is that I don't care about you, that I'm insulting you, then he would not be able to miss a Mishlach Manos. So if someone would send them a Mishlach Manos, which is basically delivering a message of hate or of insult, then he, according to the Manas HaLevi, Lecharei, he would not be yoyt to the mitzvah of Mishlach Manas. In this case, where the recipient of Mishlach Manas was the Rav who felt insulted by receiving a Mishlach Manas delivered by a child dressed up like a monkey, he felt this was an insult to the Rav, then it's possible he would not be yotze Mishlach Manos, because that's not adding Ava Vireyus, it's bringing insult to Hashem Yidin. So, when it comes to Mishlach Manos, we should always be careful that the Mishlach Manos should send a message of love for our fellow Yidin and unity, like the Manos HaLevi says.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.